Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the ATL Nerdcast with Mecha Kid and the GOAT. I am Mecha Kid, and with me, as always, is the GOAT.
Hello, people. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I hope everybody had a great holiday with their family. All the food was eaten, all that jazz.
I know you did with your fancy highfalutin ass going all the way to Disney with the whole family.
I mean, come on. I had to go out there and chow down with the mouse, man.
Yes, sir. But it's been a couple of weeks since we've been here, and a lot of things have happened. But first and foremost, we would like to address a big one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a huge fan of comic books, as is TJ Reese over here, the Mecha Kid and the GOAT. One of the things that always brought, I'm a huge Marvel fan especially. Stan Lee passed away.
Yes.
Stan Lee is an icon in the business of just literature and itself, really, and especially I know that now, especially after his passing, after seeing all the fallout that has come from it, all the love that is given from people from different avenues and different parts of different industries. He taught you the different side to being a hero. He took the he took superhumans and put an emphasis on the human part.
Mm-hmm.
He made them identifiable. He made them real. And every one of his characters, every one of his creations, were built with what they call legs, which means that they could stand on their own, and they have stood the test of time. And we always knew that they would outlive him, and they will outlive all of us, because they are solid creations. They are real.
Mm.
And I want to say thank you for Stan Lee for all his career. I should have wrote this down because I'm going to start tearing up.
Same.
He was a strong force. He's one of those people whose energy and just his creations have meant a lot to me growing up, and I'm really sad to see him go. I can't say I'm shocked or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You do feel the emptiness from his him being gone, and I just want to say thank you, Stan. You're a king among men, and I call myself the GOAT. It's just a longtime nickname, but he is definitely a GOAT. He's one of the greatest of all time.
And I'm gonna echo exactly what you said. Like, he is one of the greatest. He was probably the most, or one of the most influential people in my life, giving me a character that I've looked up to my entire life.
Spider-Man, you got it on your hat right now.
Yeah, I wear it on my hat, man. I wear it. I cosplay it. I have shirts, jackets, things like that. Spider-Man meant so much to me, and what Stan Lee did in creating that character, making him so human, so relatable, making him the everyman.
Like, I'm not
when,
crying.
When
you're
I saw
crying.
Him, you're shut up. You're crying. Looking at him, I saw myself. He made characters where you could look at them and be like, "I've been in that situation. I've experienced it." And Stan Lee has just, he made them so human, so relatable. He made a piece of you. He literally, like, from the X-Men to Spider-Man, he has influenced pop culture on so many different levels, and he will be missed. And it's a void that can't be filled, in my opinion. It just can't.
He has passed, and one of the things about his passing that does give me a little peace is the fact that he has passed knowing how much he's meant to people. In fact, one of my favorite stories that I've heard in all this was somebody got to be in the room with Stan Lee. He was staring at him, and he said, "Stan, do you understand the influence that you have had on me and my life and growing up?" And Stan looked him right in the eye and said, "Yep."
And yep.
I just think he's one of the greatest of all times. He's very much missed. I'm still look forward to his cameos or whatever Marvel figure out to shout him out. He didn't create Captain America or Deadpool, but that world that they live in, the their being able to exist, even how they're written, was influenced by his work from the 30 or 40 years beforehand. I see you, Reba. Stan Lee was a creator of worlds. And yes, Tamika, he gave so many people something to believe in. And it's going to continue that way through film, through the comics themselves, everything that comes from them. They're real people. They give us, they're heroes with flaws.
Mm.
And Thank you, Stan.
That's all I can say too. Is definitely thank you, Stanley.
You are very much missed.
I'm right there with you, Robert. I thought I was over crying too. And big virtual hug out to you too, Ashley. And what up, though, Brandon?
Yes, and thank you. Thank you for everybody watching on the live stream right now. With that said, another temple to this thing of nerd has arisen.
Oh, yes.
It's this Saturday, December 1st, as I don't know when you listen to it, but they will be open after this, just in case you don't make it there. Infinite Realities Grand Opening and Ribbon Cutting. This is in 5007 La Vista Road, Tucker, Georgia. It's a new comic book shop.
Oh, I can't wait.
Get down to the ribbon cutting. There's meet and greets with a bunch of people who are in the industry right now, so you can, you know, hobnob and touch base.
Get out there and rub elbows if you're trying to break in, man. Network.
Not only that, it's just a chill spot. Get yourself some hot cocoa and some comics and make a day of it. Get those Marvel things out there. Get Stan his residuals.
Mm-hmm. yes, definitely.
And I hope everybody is able to make it there. It's gonna be a great time. I can't imagine it not being. This store looks really, really awesome. And they've got a bunch of little events coming up as time goes. So they're gonna build themselves a little niche as being one of the spots to go to.
I like those little hole in the wall, not really well known comic book shops. There's a novelty to them. Definitely get out there and check out this spot, guys. I feel like this is going to be the new place.
That's going to be a dope place, and that is this weekend on the 1st. If you cannot make it next weekend on the 8th, they're actually having those creators and everything, those people in the industry are coming back, and they're going to do a seminar called "Hey, you want to get into the comic book business?" So,
that's a perfect
yes.
name, by the way.
Yes. Go there, check it out, meet the people, get some comic books and hot cocoa, and enjoy yourself, bitches. It's just a good time.
I mean, I'm going to enjoy myself one way or another. Honestly, those comic meet and greets are actually really good ways for people to get together and talk about comic books, influence, try to break into the industry. Bring your portfolios. If you are an artist or a writer, bring your portfolio.
Bring it all. Get it scanned.
Get it all there.
Get ready to have it be told to you truthfully and brutally so that you can improve. No one wants to just be mean to you or shit all over your stuff. It's to help you improve. And then what is that? So that's this weekend. The next weekend they have that seminar there. And then the week after that, on the 16th, the Atlanta Comic Convention at the Atlanta Marriott Century Center. That's 2000 Century Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia. You probably look it up. Atlanta Comic Convention.
Yep.
Yeah. That's going down. So get yourself comics in bulk. Meet some more people from the industry.
Exactly.
And just have a lot of fun. I'm sure cosplay is allowed, even though it's a little chilly. So I'm always.
I'm gonna be double lining my costume for that one. They're not gonna catch me asleep. They're not gonna catch me asleep.
Yes, sir. So get down there and check that out. So that's the next couple weeks. You might have something to do. That sounds fun.
Oh, and speaking of big things and big news, in case everybody's out there wondering, it is actually the GOAT's birthday.
Yes, it
today.
Is. I forgot about that. Yes, it is.
It's your birthday. How did you forget?
It happens. I'm old.
That's it. They say it's the first thing to go.
Yeah, it's my mind. I got the rickets.
you the real GOAT.
I'm the...
So do you have anything exciting planned for your birthday, by the way?
Game night with the Pantheon is always exciting. I'm sure there will be cake, which is my favorite food.
Oh, cake will be had.
Yes, that is.
It'll be there.
But even if it's not, it's been a couple of weeks since I've seen my people. Mm-hmm. And just you know, taking it easy. And turning 31 today. Gross.
Oh, big shout outs to Eric Langford and Robert Burge saying happy birthday, man.
It's my girl, Ashley. My one love.
One love.
She's the only one that understands me. Thank you for the happy birthday, Robert. I appreciate it.
Oh yeah. So on top of that, so I got to throw this out there in gaming news so far. So the Atlanta E-League team has been
announced.
That's
right. DreamHack was a couple weeks ago.
Yes, it was.
And the Atlanta Reign.
Yeah. So I got to talk about Atlanta Reign for a minute. Now, it was a big reveal. Yes, I was excited to hear about it. You know, they'll be participating in all the big E-League sports events and all that jazz. Me and my brother used to joke about it, like, oh, we could have walked on to that team. But looking at what they had Really? You don't think so? I could have walked on.
Really?
I could have walked on.
No, because you, like, when I think of E-League dudes, and it's not a nerdy thing, I just think of people who sit there and they game. They wake up, they get on the sticks, and they don't let up until they...
Until they can't hold their eyes.
Yeah, it's like it's a 9-to-5. It's a job. That's all they do. You are in school. You have a job.
Yeah, I mean,
you do this.
I mean, where's the lie, though? No, yeah, you're right. You're right.
It's not. Like, I'm good at Tekken. It's probably one of the few games that talk shit.
You hear that, Atlanta Ring? Get out.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not even. But I'm not going to walk in there and be like, yeah, I'm going to just join this tournament. No. No. I don't even play online because for
like,
the same reason.
You like to be the best within your means, within your group of friends.
Yes, sir.
I feel you on that because that's how it is with me and in my Injustice team. Big shout out to Ashley and Tim, my Injustice friends. They're nice. They're like everybody I play with is nice to a certain degree, to a certain point. There's always room for improvement. But my thing is everybody has that one game they can't lose in. So if they were to, so if Atlanta Reign was to come to me and be like, "Oh, we're about to play Injustice," I was about to say, "No, no, no, I'm about to win Injustice." Like y'all could be on the sticks for 2 years and still never be in my lane. But that's just how it is. I mean, I'm excited to see them playing Overwatch. I can't wait to see them in the Overwatch League, seeing that name pop up on the Overwatch games and stuff like that.
Atlanta Reign, not rain like falls from the sky. Not like Prince Reign. Yeah. It's more like Roman Reigns or
exactly
the reign of a king or something. Yeah.
Really, Tim? Okay.
I wish them the best of luck. That is our team. That is Atlanta. That is our team.
Yeah.
I wish them the best of luck, and I hope they make put Atlanta on the map like we're trying to do.
Oh, I think they will.
This is the nerdiest place in America, people. Let's make it happen.
I think they will because I've looked at the statistics so far. I saw them play a match against the Dallas Outlaws, and they wiped the floor with the Dallas Outlaws. Nasty. Like, it wasn't even a contest. So
good.
I'm like, if they play like this from now to moving forward, they're gonna turn some heads.
Till the carpal tunnel sets in.
Thank you.
And they can't do
all
it anymore.
All the wrist brace. CVS 12 a.m. wrist brace.
Gotta take some chondroitin.
I know, right?
That's what's up.
I'm looking forward to it.
He said huge smash. Robert just let us know on the live cast that, what is it? Huge smash tournament coming to MomoCon this year. $10,000 in prize money. And there will be a couple of pros.
I'm sorry, we don't need any pros there. We need strictly amateur fighters for that kind of tournament. That's how you keep it exciting. That's how you keep it exciting. I mean, if you get the pros in there, you know one of the pros is going to win.
You change somebody's life and then put them on something where they're like, all right, I want to do this.
Exactly.
That's fun to watch.
I think a good amateur tournament is always fun to watch because it could go either way. Like, you can't predict it.
Yeah.
I think that's what keeps them exciting.
Hello to everybody watching online. Love you too, Laura. Thanks for watching. Yeah, dude, this is gonna be a good year.
It is.
You know what? Speaking of a good year, it's almost done, and Aquaman,
is
still coming. Like, there's a couple of hitters in the theater. There's a couple of games coming out.
Exactly.
Still.
Exactly. We got a lot of bangers coming out. Like,
and it's December.
We're not even in 2019 yet.
What is it? Was that one that everybody freaked? He just said Smash.
Mm.
Smash is coming out next week. This week.
Yes, it is.
And then, like I said, Aquaman is toward the end of the month. Mm-hmm. You got what's that one with it's the movie white people love, and then she's a time
There's
lord.
There's a lot.
She's a time lord.
Ooh.
And they sing songs, and then they sing with cartoons.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. That's that. Mary Poppins Returns. By the way.
Yeah, Mary Poppins.
It's like the kids are old. Like, it's the same. Okay, she's for real. A time
she's
lord.
Back to keep the kids from perpetuating the cycle.
Yeah, that's coming out. It's gonna be I just gave you a shout out. it's we're gonna close out this year strong and nerdy and in mass, man. I'm feeling good. How are you feeling about that Lion King trailer that dropped?
The Lion King trailer. So I'm gonna talk about that for like 2 seconds. I think it's going to be good. I mean, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, I've already seen the movie. Like, what are y'all going to do different other than
that's
make
what
live action?
So I keep we were talking to Demeter from the Pantheon.
Mm-hmm.
These are code names, by the way, not real names, but she knows who she is. I was talking to her about that, and we were talking about the Avatar, The Last Airbender,
mm-hmm.
coming out, because she's a huge fan, I'm a huge fan.
Same.
They're remaking it in a TV series, but I was like, I don't want that.
Me neither.
The cartoon was fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see the same thing live action. Mm-hmm. I would love a new story, and sure, they can do it live action if they want to,
mm-hmm.
but I like, show me the journey for Zuko's mom, or...
Show me just Zuko's journey. Yeah, I don't care.
Show me something. I don't need to,
like,
see.
I think with Avatar, it does so much better animated than if you would try to do something live.
Because it's just
action.
So smooth and, yeah.
And you know what? M. Night Shyamalan, I think he ruined it for everybody when he tried to do it live action. So now we're closed-minded to live action.
I feel like he did it without watching. I feel like his kid vaguely told him what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, I could do that.
He did it without checking with us. That's
yeah.
what happened. he did it without
him. He had no nerd approval. There needs to be a nerd on set for every single one of these productions.
I said the same thing with the Marvel movies. I was like, I liked how everybody's nerd adjacent. Everybody knows the characters for the most part. I'm like, but have one purist there.
Have just somebody just there who knows their shit.
To check it.
Just be like, hey, you cool with this?
And he's not like, like, he's not going to tell you what to do. He's just going to look at it and be like, it's cool.
I feel like Marvel does have that. When I watch their stuff, I'm like, okay, so there's somebody there who's checking for everybody.
Yeah.
When I see the DC stuff, you can taste the corporation and all the producers. You can taste the hands in it, and it feels completely different.
I think I'm gonna go ahead and say what Robert said here in the chat, though. He wrecked himself before he checked himself.
He checked himself. Yeah. Yeah. It was bad for his health beforehand.
Yeah. But on top of that, Aquaman has been getting great reviews from
the
critics.
The reviews are good?
Yeah, the reviews are crazy.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry to say this.
I'm reserving judgment, though.
I'm going to throw my judgment out there. I believe that it's going to be average and passable, like Wonder Woman. And but the fact that all the other DC stuff has set a bar so low, that of course it's going to be fan-freaking-tastic when you get a decent one. Like, Wonder Woman falls apart in the third act.
The whole
last part of the movie is jumbled and messy, but it's so above average compared to everything else that we've been given, the Suicide Squads and everything. That's like, no, that's a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah.
What's up, David?
David Castro is watching. What's up, homie?
Yeah. So... like my man Tim said, he says, I only want to watch Aquaman because of Black Manta.
Yeah, the use of Black Manta. But so there was the New 52 redid Aquaman.
Mm.
So that first 20-issue run is incredible. It's Geoff Johns just doing what he does.
Geoff Johns is such a
great writer. He's the shit.
He is the shit. Like, I'm gonna say it one more time for the people in the back. Geoff Johns is the shit. If you're not reading something Geoff Johns did, then you're not reading comics.
Geoff Johns.
Exactly.
But yeah, he gets DC. Like, he just gets. But he did that Wonder Woman book. I'm sorry, that Aquaman book.
Mm-hmm.
And he introduced these things like the trench and the seven pieces of whatever. I think the team was called the Others or whatever.
The Others, yeah.
And it looks like it's all of that stuff. Yeah. And that stuff works so well, but I was scared because it looks like it's all jumbled into...
Oh, yeah, with Mira being from another dimension and her sister.
It was a lot of content
for
them to shove into one movie, but if they can do it and it's cohesive, I'm with it because that's going to be some good stuff.
It really will
be. So I don't mind, and I am curious about it, but we'll see what happens when we get it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Only a couple weeks now.
I loved Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman was great. I know Aquaman will do just fine. I want to know where the rest of the DC characters are at. I'm like, what are they going to do to salvage Batman? What are they going to do to salvage Superman? You got all
it's
these
salvageable.
Holes you gotta plug.
Speaking of which, this Joker movie.
Yes.
I don't know how I feel.
I don't know either. I saw him running down the street.
I sent you that. Yeah, I sent you the link. There's stuff from on set where Joaquin Phoenix in full Joker get up is running away from the cops. I don't want it.
Direct to video.
Send it to the stream.
Yeah.
Send it to the stream.
Yeah.
So that people can check it out as they want, but don't put it out. I don't know. May or you know what? maybe you can make me shut up and just, it's dope. But because Joaquin Phoenix rarely does bad stuff.
Exactly. So, I mean, my thing is this, maybe the pre-production stuff is just in, you know, until we see it on screen.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I am. I'm just going to reserve
judgment.
It's not just
the pre-production for me. It's the idea of a Joker movie.
Do we really need one?
The whole thing leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So that it gives me anxiety to even think about it.
Well, when I think about it, I'm like, well, what if this Joker movie does really well, and then you got a Batman movie that does okay? Like, we don't even have a Batman movie. Joker has a movie before Batman.
That's what I'm, yeah.
And it's like, how are you going to include... I really hope they don't try to, like, fuse all that into one universe. Like, it's all happening simultaneously, because I'm like... Like, I'm telling you right now, if Joker's getting a movie, Nightwing, the rest of the Bat family better get a movie.
Unnecessary.
Batwoman's on TV.
You can get too inundated with stuff. Like, it can be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just. I feel like they're telling a story that doesn't need to be told.
Exactly. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. They're telling a story that doesn't
need
to be told.
That doesn't need to be told.
Exactly.
Gambit didn't need his own movie.
Because we all know who he is.
And he's really uninteresting. In fact, a lot of times they ask X-Men writers who their least favorite characters to write.
Mm-hmm.
It's Rogue and Gambit.
Mm-hmm.
They're not that interesting.
Gambit's a thief who became an X-Man, period. That's it.
Like, it's like, really not that great.
Like, that's it. If you want to go deeper into this backstory.
So when they got deeper and deeper into this movie with Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
I was like, no. It's so unnecessary.
Yeah.
I digress, because I kind of felt the same way about Venom. But Venom has proven himself as a singer. So, no, that's completely different. Venom has proven himself time and time again as being an interesting solo character.
I just want to know. What? Why wouldn't you just include Venom in the MCU? Like, why not?
Because he's owned by Sony. Sony was like, all right, we're going to make money off of our main title, Spider-Man. But you can't use any of this good. But Marvel's so dope, they were like, okay, the only villain you're going to give us is the Vulture? Well, let's make one of the best villains in the MCU, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I would love them. I want Kraven the Hunter next, by the way. That's me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But still, Marvel, they put up some money just so they could borrow Spider-Man. I was like, do the same with Venom. Get him for a good phase, just like you got Spider-Man. And then eventually, because they're gonna buy Spider-Man.
They're gonna do it. They're gonna get it all back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're close to getting the fourth Infinity
Stone. I'm more
Stone.
Curious into like them folding the, because they bought Fox, right?
That's they're done. Going to.
So, how?
Oh no, they did. They did.
They bought Fox. Yeah.
They got another Infinity Stone.
Which, by the way, there's a movie that was probably gonna be terrible. It was supposed to come out in April. It was New Mutants. You can still see the trailer for it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll tell you April something it was supposed to come out. Then it got pushed back when all the merger talks were coming out.
Yeah.
They even pushed back Deadpool 2, but that still got released.
Yeah.
And so I want to see it, because they were doing something different with the license, which is what they need to put some fresh blood into the whole thing.
Yeah.
We still have the Phoenix movie coming out. We still have the Phoenix movie coming out and all this stuff. They're just a mess over there. Oh, and Deadpool's coming out next month.
Mm-hmm.
Deadpool.
Yeah, the PG-13. The
PG-13 version, which I still want to see. I still kind of want to see what they do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious.
It's going to be, like, I'm not... Like, I think they just caved and said, you know what, let's keep riding this Deadpool train.
It works. It's the only thing pumping out money other than, well, Venom. Venom, I think, kind of caught them off guard. No, that's a completely different, that's Sony.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's the only thing that's pumping out money. Everything else they put out was fail, so.
Yeah, they bought all of Fox except for the news portion. Thanks, Robert. So they literally have the rights to the X-Men. They literally have... The Fantastic Four. They got all of those Marvel properties. My thing is that what Phase 5 is going to be?
So, I saw something, and it most likely was fan art, But I've heard the rumblings that Galactus is the next big one. But also what I've seen is that a lot of the OG Avengers are not there. Mm-hmm. It's Captain Marvel at the forefront.
Of course.
I think actually Hulk was still there, interestingly enough.
I expect Hulk to still be there.
Yeah, so they still have, but you know what? They haven't made completely shit movies to where that hasn't furthered the story. So I'm still invested.
I need them to execute the Fantastic Four properly.
I hate the Fantastic Four. I don't see how it can be.
Everybody you know hates what? Marvel's first family for
you
some reason.
You know what? Because it's boring. It's really a whack story. The characters don't make any sense. But you know, if I watch Titans, which is a good show, by the way, if you're
very
not,
good, yeah, definitely. Check
everything
out
that
Titans.
We were talking trash about, they look stupid still. A couple of the characters, but the
writing,
the
is
show
so good.
Is good. But they made the Doom Patrol work. Doom Patrol sucks.
But they
I
made
hate
them
the Doom
look
Patrol,
so
but
good.
They make them so cool,
yeah,
and presentable that I was like, "All right, this is actually."
They do a really good job with those characters.
So, but if you, at this point, if we can make the Doom Patrol work,
yeah, you can make the Fantastic
you can make
Four.
The Fantastic Four work. Mm-hmm. So, but I think it'll work. I don't want a movie. I think they work better as one of those Netflix TV shows that are about to disappear next week.
Yeah. So definitely, if you guys got a Netflix show, Marvel, whatever you like.
Yeah, if you have not watched
Netflix,
Daredevil,
right now.
If you have not watched Punisher, if you have not watched even Iron Fist or The Defenders and everything, go watch them now
because
they are
gone.
They're gone next week.
They're gone.
Marvel's pulling out off of the Netflix deal.
Going straight to Disney Plus.
Is that
stupid
just so
name.
Stupid.
Stupid name. Stupid
it's so
idea.
Stupid. I would have stuck with no. But also, you know what's crazy? I know that they were filming Punisher Season 2. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, they didn't cancel Daredevil and Jessica Jones.
Nope, because they were doing way too well. Jessica Jones, I'll say this. I love Jessica Jones. I love Daredevil. Punisher is just badass.
Yeah.
The other two, I'll admit, I love Luke Cage.
Yes, sir.
I'm disappointed that we're not getting a season three. We're not going to know what happens. Iron Fist, I didn't care either way. Like, oh my gosh, Iron Fist
got
canceled.
People keep shitting on Iron Fist. It was the worst of the shows, but it wasn't
bad.
Yeah, it wasn't awful.
It was
Iron Fist is hokey anyway. It was made in the 70s. He's this goofy white kid who does karate. Like, what did you want? They did with what they did with the license, I was impressed. But yes, it is the weaker of all the shows.
And they could have saved that show if they would have just stuck to what Iron Fist was comic book wise. Like, have you ever seen Ultimate Spider-Man?
Yes.
Okay, so you saw what he was like in Ultimate Spider-Man?
Terrible.
He was terrible, but it was a good concept idea for him.
I didn't like that one. I liked what they
did
in the
show. He was
a real
surfer boy. That's what he was.
My favorite Iron Fist moment ever. Was there was a they redid the Thunderbolts and one of the members of the Thunderbolts was called like Mr. X, and Mr. X was a hand to hand fighter from hell. Plus he could read your moves, he could like read your mind for a second.
Yeah,
and he would instantly counter your stuff because he knew what was coming.
That's like Karate Kid.
No. This was Marvel.
Oh.
Yeah, his name was like
Karate Kid was from DC.
Yeah, he's DC. Yeah.
He's DC.
His name was like Mutant X, but that was his mutant power.
Mutant X, yes.
Yeah.
Now I know who you're talking about.
He knew what you were going to do before. Like, that was his power. And Iron Fist went in there. He handled the entire team, and they got to Mutant X. And then he, after a couple moves, he was like, oh, you're a precog. And then he switched his style to drunken boxing and gave him the work. That was the best Iron Fist I've ever seen written.
Yeah.
And then later on, there was a bunch of stuff. But I thought that was really smooth. I was like, I get it. He's a martial arts master.
Mm-hmm.
He can read the stuff. It's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
The only, you know, there shouldn't. He's probably the third best martial artist in Marvel. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was the good stuff.
He's tier three.
In when I watched the show, I was like, I could beat this boy's ass.
Wow.
I could whoop his ass.
Get him in the wrestling ring.
Yeah,
it's over.
I was like, I got him. Put them in the ring. I'll fight them. Yeah, but they're pulling all of it anyway. So if you haven't gotten to binge it, go binge it now. Just check it out because they are worth checking out. I'm curious as to what happens to them now. I'm hoping that the cancellation of Iron Fist and Luke Cage meant those shows are done, but Heroes for Hire is coming.
Exactly. Which would be the smart thing to do.
That's the smart thing to do, because they've established so much and people are watching. Plus, two of the best side characters ever are from both of those shows. Misty Knight is incredible. Was that something Simone?
Yeah. I just want to see Misty Knight and Colleen Wing.
And Colleen Wing is the other one. I watch Colleen Wing.
Boy.
I watch her drink milk.
Yeah.
Simone Missick, that's her name.
Yeah.
What's Colleen Wing's name?
I don't know Colleen Wing.
Jessica.
Colleen Wing.
I don't know. Somebody put it in the comments.
If you know Colleen Wing's name from Iron Fist, please put it in the chat.
Jessica Henwick.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I don't know.
Jessica Henwick?
She can. Colleen Wing.
Colleen Wing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mrs. the Goat.
Yes. I'll be over at Charles' house all the time.
She's incredible. But no, she's got some nerd cred behind her. She's in a Star Wars. She's in Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's doing it. And
wife material.
They do. Both of those women do such great work. I hope they get really a lot more from those things.
I honestly, I'd like to see them on the big screen.
Yeah.
I think they do well. I really do. Like, I don't need to see Luke, and I don't need to see Danny. Just give me those two, and we'll call it square.
Everybody's going, it's going to be hard to see them. But that Disney thing, if that Disney lineup is fire, I'm going to check out the app, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just Disney stuff, and then you're holding my Marvel
hostage,
I'm going to be very, very upset. I can at least say the DC app has hit hard. Their original stuff is really cool. The stuff they have down the pipeline,
oh yeah,
it's enough to keep your eye on it.
Young Justice,
yeah, and then they give you the old school stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I'm being held hostage to this. This one feels like, I think because it's the Disney name, it feels like a hostage situation. And I
told you, Mickey Mouse.
They're taking advantage of my nerd, and I'm so against that.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Right when they said they were considering doing a streaming service, I was like, nobody's gonna buy it. I'm telling you, people might, but like you said, if it's a hostage situation,
I'm willing to boycott.
Down there in the chat, if you're getting the Disney Plus thing, please let me know and put me on your account.
Yeah, yeah, I was about to say, throw me a password, homie.
We want to see.
Also, but everybody's pulling out. I think Funimation pulled out of. Robert just said this.
Yeah.
Funimation pulled out. Something dropped from Country Roll. Was it Funimation stuff?
Yeah, Funimation.
Yeah, but I've heard the rumor that they're starting their own streaming thing. That's just stop.
That's a waste.
Stop it. We have the internet anyway. Like,
we're going to see it one way or another.
KissAnime.ru.
Exactly.
I shouldn't say that.
Shouldn't say it on
but
air.
But just keeping it real. Like, I don't need you, homie. Like, there are ways. Don't be greedy. Don't hold my shit hostage because you're trying to make, you know?
Yeah.
When the WWE app came out, it was a good deal. It still is. $10 a month.
Mm-hmm.
You get every pay-per-view ever. You get all their shows. And they had original content that's actually kind of worth it as a fan.
You know what it is? I thought of it like paying a sub for like a channel. Like, you know, the NFL Red Zone.
Yeah.
But basically wrestling.
But if your content is not there, like,
mm-hmm.
if I don't care about half of your content, you're wasting my time.
Exactly.
I hate to push it like this, but the WWE app, getting the pay-per-views growing up, like if you do month-to-month on the pay-per-view, that's $50 a month.
Mm-hmm.
60 if it's like a big one, like WrestleMania.
Shoot, I remember
Or
that.
It's $10 and you get it plus everything else.
Exactly.
And that's a great deal.
And then you get to watch
period.
Anytime. Like, anything.
So,
any era, which is great.
No, DC app is pretty decent as far as the content that they're giving me. But I will say, when I think about it, it's pretty bare bones. There's not that much content. They're doing like one piece after another.
Mm-hmm.
No. If you're
Titans,
gonna,
the movies, and Young Justice.
If you're going to do all this, you got to come harder than that, dude. You got to give me like some more exclusives because...
You
got one. The season is going to be over. Then the seasons of Young Justice is going to be over. And then where am I? Unless they're back to back, it's not going to work. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I forgot about. Do you watch Runaways?
Of course.
Runaways comes back this month too.
I know. It's already set.
This
is gonna
be good. This is a good.
It is.
Yeah, it's gonna be a nice Christmas. Just bundle up.
Yeah.
Watching Runaways and
Titans is not bad, Robert. If you haven't been watching recently with the introduction of Jason Todd, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to tell you. Jason Todd is.
Jason Todd is
for all you Harry Potter people. Jason Todd is my Patronus, man. That's my spirit animal.
Jason Todd,
man, I do. Man, he walked into a bar just to fight people. That's about it.
He had anger issues.
Taking people's drinks and then was like, "Now fight me."
did you read when did you read when Dick Grayson got shot?
Yeah, in the head. Yeah.
Did you read that, or did you see the Injustice? Did you read the Injustice comic
when
they killed?
Yeah.
Why did it both times it made me scream out. Like, I knew he was going to get shot. It made me scream out.
Yeah, Dick Grayson.
Robins are important. You don't realize
they really don't.
Until those moments, yeah.
I think Jason Todd said it best. Like, Batman uses Robin as a distraction. He's like, yeah, go in there and be loud so I can sneak up on her. And I was like, oh, yeah, you right. He's like, that's why he makes us wear the red. And you know that? We go in first. You never see Batman break a window with Robin. It's always Robin breaks the window with Batman just behind flipping. Him. Yeah.
Take all the bullets over there. He's a bullet sponge. That's messed up.
It is messed up. And nobody really picked up on that until Jason Todd pointed it out.
I'm happy that that's a good show for those actors.
Yeah.
Sake.
Yeah, I think it's good. I mean, the dude who plays Dick Grayson, I actually like him. Like, I thought he was going to be, you know.
He was the only one that I was like, he looked good.
Yeah. Like, for real, like, I didn't pay attention to him.
He was the only
literally
one.
Literally the only one. I looked at him and I was like, get this man a Nightwing suit.
The other people do a good job, but I don't like how they're written, like, especially Starfire. I think she's written very poorly.
I'm sorry.
But what they're doing with her is interesting.
I'm sorry. Y'all can hate me in the chat all you want. The sex scene with Dick Grayson and Starfire was the most uncomfortable thing I've ever watched.
It's supposed to happen behind the pages.
Exactly. Like, you don't show it. It's supposed to be like an innuendo.
Yeah.
Even in Red Hood and the Outlaws, like Red Arrow and Starfire, like
you don't infer.
Do that anymore.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
It is
anymore.
A little weird.
Yeah.
It is a little weird.
With Dick Grayson and Dove's thing, it was like a flash, and you were like, oh, okay, I get it. I know what happened there. And they were like, yeah, so let's move on.
DC is killing it as far as TV shows.
They are.
No complaint.
They are.
Their new seasons of everything. Arrow is doing the Supermax storyline pretty much.
Mm-hmm. He's out now, by the way.
Yeah, he just got out. I just saw that. The Flash is pretty decent with his sexy little daughter.
Mm-hmm. Who's older than everybody on the cast.
I saw that. By like 4 years. Yeah.
She's just short. That's what
she's tiny. She's just black don't crack. Because I was looking at Candace Patton's neck, and I was like, she's got that turkey neck. We'll fix it in post.
With some dressings.
Yeah.
We'll fix it in post.
Looking a little flappy there, girl.
Put a turtleneck on.
Yeah. Just every scene, turtleneck. Middle summer, turtleneck.
It's 80 degrees outside.
Legends of Tomorrow is hilarious. Mm-hmm. I enjoy that show so much. And then Black Lightning doesn't get enough coverage. That is a good show.
People say sleep on Black Lightning.
Yeah. Meteor Man was in it, and he said nigger. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, Meteor Man just said the N-word on the CW. What is happening?
He didn't care.
That was strong. I like it. I'm enjoying it. I wish they would make
it. You had to hit rewind on the DVR. Yeah. Like, wait a minute.
What?
Turn it up.
Did I hear that?
Oh, my God.
Mr. Freeman just said.
Robert Townsend?
Robert Townsend just said that. The five heartbeats? Just out here. Yellow nigga. That was dope. I liked it. I approve. It was good.
That's a Netflix show.
It's such a good show, though. I wish they would nut up and not keep it like blacks to the back of the bus and bring all the shows together. I think it's kind of grimy. Legends of Tomorrow, by the way, if you love Constantine, it has such a great Constantine. I'm really digging him.
Yeah,
if you
like John Constantine, you better be watching Legends of Tomorrow right now. I'm going to just tell you right now. Oh, and the animated feature, Constantine, what is it, City of Demons, the animated feature, is out right now. So
yeah, that's been out. I still want to. That's right. I still haven't checked that one. I don't know what's wrong with me. I have.
So good.
I'll do it this week.
So good.
I'll do it this week. There's a lot. Man. Oh, Oh, dude. And I know, okay, so the last couple of seasons, at least they haven't ended well.
Mm-hmm.
But The Walking Dead is incredible.
Oh,
right
I know.
Now.
I saw
the Walking Dead. They killed off. Yeah. And I'm doing
killed,
air quotes for the people
killed
listening.
Off.
They killed off Rick. So he is off the show.
Mm-hmm.
But the show has taken a time jump and it's thrived without him. And they've brought the horror back. And they're doing the storyline with this group of people called the Whisperers.
Mm-hmm.
The introduction of the Whisperers is so good. Even though they killed off a character who's still alive in the comics, like that kind of shocked me. But it was Walking Dead is one of the shows to watch right now. Yeah. So between that, I think Runaways hasn't hit yet. I'm waiting for the 100 to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just curious as to what they're going to do. It's probably going to suck. You got iZombie still out there. What's the one on ABC? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., yeah.
That's coming back for
Oh, yeah,
season.
Big shout-out to Chloe Bennett, too, for breaking up with Logan Paul. Definitely.
Oh,
I'm so
yes.
happy for her. Chloe Bennett, yes.
Let's give her a round
oh
of applause
God,
for that one.
Welcome back to the Cool
Goodness,
Kids
what
table.
Was that about?
I have no idea.
It was a phase.
Yeah, she has to have her phase. I'm so happy she's back. She's back on the dark side of the force.
Yes, sir. Team Bennett.
Team Bennett.
Dude, that's show.
Man, I followed her back on Instagram so fast. So fast. All my tags went right back. I was like,
speaking of Instagram and the Twitters and all that stuff, I'm in love with Becky Lynch.
Oh, yeah. Ever since the punch.
Did you see her? Because she went off on Snapchat the other day.
I didn't see her Snapchat.
I posted it on the Facebook.
Oh, by the way,
she's amazing.
If you guys aren't hip to
wrestling. We're talking wrestling
right now. Just look into Becky Lynch.
The man.
If nobody else, look into Becky.
Becky Lynch, she is the man.
She is. She's the man, the woman, the referee.
She
the
is
owner.
Number one in my book, and they're trying to smush her down and to put up Charlotte. Charlotte can't hang.
No, she really can't.
She can't do it. It's just pure charisma and shit talking. I love her. She is the man.
So going like if you all care, definitely. Check out some of her matches on YouTube because it's some entertaining.
But
like,
check out her promos.
If check
you
out,
can. She's killing it.
Definitely that. Also, I don't even know if we got a chance to bring it up. I saw the live action trailer for like Aladdin.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed that one.
It was just a teaser.
Even though it was a teaser.
Yeah.
I still enjoyed it.
Again, it gives me that thing where it's like, I don't need to. The animated one was so fine. I don't want to watch Will Smith try to do his best Robin Williams impression.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
That is the only thing that
it's like when they say Nala is Beyonce. Beyonce has this strong, like it's a little gross, her accent. Listening to her talk is not fun. Yeah. And to hear that coming out of the line with the doomy eyes.
Are you afraid that Nala's gonna be like,
yeah. You is king. What did you doing out here eating bugs? Like I don't wanna see that. I don't wanna see that.
Well, you know what kind of bothers
to
me?
The left.
I thought it would have been cool if they'd have got their original voice actors back for the live action. So.
A lot of those voices haven't aged well. Oh, I don't.
They got smokers
coughs. Yeah. They got James Earl Jones, so that's strong.
I'm glad Darth Vader's okay.
Yeah, man. He's still there.
Big shout out to Anakin Skywalker.
To the real Anakin.
No.
We all know why his saber was so long.
Because
he was the only other Negro in space.
Next to Lando.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
I'm just saying, name two. Name two. Speaking of Star Wars, I really want to see what this Star Wars Netflix series is gonna look like. I'm sorry, not Netflix because they're going to their own.
They're going
platform.
To Disney. Yeah,
I want to see what their streaming.
If
shows
it's not
like.
Strong, like I'm looking at it, I'm like, I don't care about the Mandalorian. Stop telling stories that don't need to be told for a quick buck. Stop holding them hostage to your thing. So you're like, just. If you put it out there, we'll watch.
Exactly.
And you'll make your money.
Exactly. I'm sorry.
It's hurting my feelings a little bit.
I like the Mandalorians. Don't get me wrong. I think they're an interesting group of characters within the Star Wars mythos. But I'm always gonna be a Force user, man. Like, give me some smugglers.
I'm Sith for life.
I know, man. I love them. If you use the Force, I like you. Old Republic, yes, Robert. I want to see some of that stuff. Also, big shout out to Jenna Frank, Jason David Frank's daughter. She's gonna be on an HBO show. She's gonna be in an HBO series, man.
How old is she?
She's gotta be like 18, 19. She's gonna be on like one of those shows. Oh, she's like gonna series. Be
showing her titties on something. HBO, right?
It's HBO.
You ready to see some Power Ranger titties? Some more? Other than the Yellow Ranger?
You're gonna be there like Kylo Ren. More! More!
Watch your dad kick through the wall. Like, get out of here.
You're gonna see the Dragon Zord come through the wall.
It's gonna be Daenerys Targaryen versus the Dragon Zord.
That's messed up. Not Daenerys versus the Dragon Zord.
Did you see that they're doing a live action Cowboy Bebop?
Yes,
yeah, I had the same thing. I had to close my eyes and just like swallow it and just accept that it was happening. Yeah, I feel powerless.
Keanu Reeves playing Spike.
Is that right?
No.
No, okay, don't do that. Do you hurt? Oh, my God.
If Keanu Reeves was playing Spike, then I would be talking about it. That would have been the first thing I
My dick went into me just now when you said that.
It inverted.
I went concave. That hurt.
I mean, my Keanu Reeves would have been a great pick. He would have been a great pick.
No.
Keanu Reeves, you wouldn't have chosen him?
What is not now with his old ass?
Okay,
what about Matrix Keanu Reeves? Not John Wick.
Speed Keanu Reeves.
Speed was a little too chunky. I like Matrix. He didn't have the karate yet in Speed.
No, he didn't. He had the gunplay.
Yeah, yeah.
He had the John Wick gunplay.
John Wick is too old.
I feel like Speed is what John Wick was. Like, I feel like Speed was the build-up.
Like, it's a natural progression of a... Yeah.
Like what John Wick used to do. I used to stop buses.
That's funny as hell.
I used to stop buses.
No, kill people for dogs.
Pop quiz. What a ridiculous movie. How many dogs have to die for me to kill you? One. I'm sorry. I think he does know kung fu, though. Yeah, you're right, Robert. He does know kung fu.
He's been well trained now, and he became a huge fan. He started training with Tiger Wong and stuff like that.
Shoot, he does gun training every single day. I mean,
but that's for fun.
I don't want to be on his bad side, though.
He is nasty. What happened to Jason Statham? He still? Oh, he did Meg.
Jason who?
Meg.
Jason Statham.
I forgot he did Meg. So
and Ruby Rose did the Meg, and the Meg was actually pretty okay.
Oh, that's right. In 2 weeks, they're going to do the crossover, so we get to see Batgirl. Batwoman, sorry. Mm-mm. Different character.
I was about to say, got to watch the chat when you said that.
That's going
to
be good.
Batgirl. Yeah, it is going to be good. And then they said they're going to do a pilot for a Batwoman series, which I will be watching regardless.
Yeah.
Got to support.
I support it all. Watch what you want. Mm. And then, like, if they're putting out trash and stuff, boycott these apps, man.
Please.
Force that stuff out there. Don't.
Please.
Yeah, be vocal about it because they have to listen to us if we stand strong.
Support the culture overall, guys. It doesn't matter, you know, what we say, how we feel about certain characters. If you are into the nerddom, support your nerddom. Support your fandom.
Support the craft. I live and die by those words.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much for all the birthday love. I appreciate you guys so much. This weekend, don't forget the opening of Infinite Realities. It's their grand opening, Tucker, Georgia, 5007 La Vista Road. The place is called Infinite Realities. It's a comic book store. Get you some hot cocoa, get some comics, talk shop with some people who are actually in the industry.
Yes.
The ribbon cutting is at 9:45 a.m., and they are open till 10 at night, baby. So they are there all day for you. And they've got a couple of events coming down the pipeline. And then 2 weeks from there, there's like Atlanta Anime Convention down at the Marriott in the city.
And you said that's the 10th.
That's the 8th. What's the 8th? 16th.
Okay, the 16th. Okay, there we go.
16th. hey, shout out to the Atlanta Reign, our new team.
Oh, yes.
Please do the city proud.
Very proud of you guys.
Whoop them digital asses.
Oh, yeah.
We are a production of Dead End Studios. Listen to all their stuff at deadendpodcast.com. That includes Is the Mic Still On, Dead End Hip Hop, Dead End Sports, Dead End Gaming. my man Mecha Kid, you can find him on his Twitch. Give him the Twitch, Mech.
Yeah, twitch.tv/Mecha_kid, KIDD. And big shout out to all of our viewers down there in the chat and in our Facebook Live. You guys are some of the best fans we have.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. We love you all. Also, check out my man on Game Lag.
Oh, yes, Game Lag, Twitch TV. Twitch.tv/GameLag, GameLag, all one word.
If you got a podcast, you're trying to get off the ground and you need some great professionals to work on it, go to deadendstudiosatl.com, talk with the people there, come to the studio, check it out. It's a great place to be. It's a great place to work. Get your stuff out there. We will support you because you will be a part of our family, as with like Cheesy Controller Gaming and Is the Mike Still On and all those other shows. We love you very much. Shout out to Stanley.
Yes, big shout out, big Stan.
Gone and never forgotten.
Exactly. Thug Life tatted on his chest.
Excelsior.
All the Excelsior.
Check out those Netflix shows.
Yes.
Before they go offline.
Glue yourself to the television.
Again, thank you for all the birthday wishes. I'm the GOAT signing out. What you got to say to him, Mac?
Oh, catch you guys on the flip side. I'm the Mecha Kid, and we will see you guys on the next podcast.
We're going to go eat all the cake. Peace out.
Peace out.